It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 26th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Abonanima. That's an affectionate Italian greeting that loosely translates to look who's come back from the dead. The once mighty social media site MySpace has a slick video showing off a new look, and pop star Justin Timberlake likes it so much he's endorsing it, though it should be noted that Justin's also a major investor. But so far, it is just a video.
The MySpace do-over hasn't launched yet.
Lori Baird is a social media and entertainment strategist based in Atlanta. She says the new MySpace could try to exploit weaknesses in the competition.
The features aren't a very unidirectional Twitter feed where you're not really being given this engagement, or Facebook, which you're really not building playlists or engaging with the artists in as much of a communal way. So it promises some great things.
I know, talking about promises of MySpace sounds like an archive tape from 2003. 9 years after it was born as a networking site for mainly musicians, Baird says MySpace could be getting back to basics.
Maybe these other sites are too popular. Facebook is adopted by my dad and my grandmother, and I want to go back to the roots, back to where it all started. And I think those are some of the claims MySpace is going to grab hold of.
I've requested an invitation to the new MySpace. We'll see if I'm special enough to get into a club with over 50 million members. You can still friend us the old-fashioned way via Facebook at Marketplace Tech Report. I was just getting an adrenaline rush reading all about the all-electric RAV4 from Toyota. Lots of acceleration, no gasoline ever, just plug it in, charge it up, and go.
Well, I'd hold on a second there, David.
Automobile Magazine, New York Bureau Chief Jamie Kidman, why should I hold on?
I don't know if you're aware, but they've announced that their plan is to sell something like 2,500 over a period of years. So that is a rounding error in the world of car sales.
Plus, they're pretty much killing another all-electric vehicle, this EQ mini car. Toyota's backing away from this plug-in stuff.
Well, you know, I don't know that that's exactly true, because I don't know that they were ever really there. They really built plug-in hybrids sort of against their will, and they were just sort of shamed into it by people working their garages who were turning their Priuses into plug-ins. And, of course, it makes perfect sense.
And you see Jerry Brown, the California governor, is now ready to sign the bill to legalize driverless cars. You ready for this?
Well, it's coming. It's coming. I'll tell you why it's coming. I feel like there will be a publicly funded move to automated highways. It will be sold to us on safety grounds, like it's safer to let cars travel that way and it's more efficient, which it could be.
You know what they're going to say, right? They already say it, which is most accidents in America are caused by driver error, not by automated cars.
Well, they'll certainly say that, and they'll keep saying that when 1,200 people get off at the same exit to go to the same parking spot at McDonald's at 105 miles an hour.
With one of these driverless cars, okay, yeah.
That is the price of progress. But the real reason is, I think, is that the internet, you know, has long been the real end game, is where people can spend more time shopping online and social networking. And, you know, if you're going on an eight-hour car trip, that's 8 hours that you could be buying something, and you won't be because you're, you know, having to pay attention to the road.
So the autonomous car frees up more time for web browsing. That's your argument.
That's it.
All right. Jamie Kidman writes for Automobile Magazine, GQ, and Yahoo. Jamie, thank you.
Thank you.
And you can read more about Tesla Motors putting in filling stations that charge electric cars really fast at MarketplaceTech.org. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.